Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was internationally recognized saxophonist, bandleader, and clinician David Valdez, now gracing and residing in Kansas City, with the title track Shades of Happiness off his 2017 CD. So for the last 35 years, he has performed at major jazz and music festivals in Canada, Europe, Japan, Mexico, India, and across the United States with some of the biggest names in jazz. He's released six CDs plus as a leader. He was born in 1976 in San Francisco and grew up in Santa Cruz. He would pick up the saxophone at the age of 8 and go on to attend the Berklee College of Music on a full scholarship, studying with the likes of the great George Garzon. After finishing his studies, David moved back to the West Coast, where for several years he led bands in the Bay Area. And David eventually moved on to the Mecca of New York City in the mid-90s, working with heavy cats like Joshua Redman, Ben Maunder, Matt Otto, Donnie McCaslin, and the great Ben Allison. And it was in 2017 that he left for his position at Portland State University to relocate to Kansas City to study jazz composition at the University of Kansas, where he also directs large and small jazz ensembles. These days, he is a fixture on this very busy Kansas City scene, and we caught up with him here at the show to talk about his new home. And this is what he had to say.
What's not to like? There's great, you know, clubs, music. The quality of life is just very high here compared to other places I've lived. You know, the traffic is not too bad. You can find parking. Cost of living is very low compared to the coast. Just the best part about it is the people, really. It's a hang.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always ready to get the finest jazz cats from around the world, like the great Bobby Watson and Adam Larson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving that soul of yours some sweet, sweet jazz. So one of those cats that really moved David was Joplin, Missouri-born alto sax cat Charles McPherson. And as you may know, he helped record ensemble renditions of pieces from Charlie Parker on the 1988 soundtrack for the film called Bird. So David saw him live, and he talked about it. Charles is great. And as we go into the 2006 tune Evidence off the CD Manhattan Nocturne, have a listen to David explain.
I think one of the first shows that kind of blew me away was at Colombo when I was probably in my early teens, seeing Charles McPherson play. It just shocked me. I didn't think there's anyone still playing like that. It felt like, you know, here's this music was not just on recordings. There are people out there still playing like that, playing at that high level. Thank you.
Charles McPherson. Tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
That was award-winning multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and world traveler Adrian Cunningham with the cut I Was Born Under a Wandering Star off an impressive 2019 CD called Played Learner and Low. So he is originally from Sydney, Australia, and now based in New York, always proving to be one of the country's top exports. This cat has fluent command on the saxophones, clarinet, and the flute, a reason he was the recipient of the Hot House Saxophone Award back in 2017. He's always busy performing in New York City and touring the world, playing jazz festivals and swing events. from a friend of the show and one of the finest jazz pianists alive today or in any era. This is the great Fred Hirsch, joined by his trio in 2018, live in Europe with the tune Skipping. This is a great album as we keep on doodling along here on the show.
Joe Dimino.
never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. There is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, "Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give it fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon." Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare." He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
That was the impressive modern vocalist Greta Angel with the tune "Love Is Here to Stay," and it is off her 2019 CD called Fever. So she grew up in smoky, dim-lit clubs as a little girl roadie for her jazz drummer father. Her grandfather was also a jazz drummer, so you would say that she was born to swing. And we caught up with her here at the Big Show recently, and this is what she had to say about her career.
And I was always helping him set up his kit and tear it down. And yeah, my dad was kind of a kooky guy, and like was he was always kind of like a free associative thinker. Really interesting childhood. And I actually never thought I would get into jazz. I studied classical music and opera. I didn't decide to try my hand at jazz until I was 30. Kind of a surprise to me, too.
Okay.
On stage and off, she navigates lush balladry, snappy swing, and slinky Brazilian rhythms with sensitivity and dexterity. She's a darling of the jazz underground scene and performs regionally, nationally, and internationally, always wowing the audiences. So one of those cats that got her motor running was the great Chet Baker when he sings. So let's hear him with the tune My Ideal as we listen to her explain.
That Chet Baker Sings album is the most influential thing in my life because we would listen to that on endless car trips to different states to visit family members.
Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed the wonderful girl for me. Oh, what a fantasy. Though the idol of my heart can't be ordered a la carte, I wonder if she will be always a fantasy. Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was my ideal?
This is jazz vocalist Greta Angel, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was the living saxophone legend and NEA jazz master George Coleman with the cut Along Came Betty off his newest 2019 quartet CD. So he has been involved with notable bands throughout his remarkable career. He has worked with the likes of Ray Drummond, Billy Higgins, Miles Davis, Max Roach, Elvin Jones, Lee Morgan, and so many others. So on this latest CD, an all-too-rare excursion into the studio for him, he is joined by the late pianist Harold Mayburn, with whom the 84-year-old master shares an almost lifelong relationship with, bassist John Weber and drummer Joe Farnsworth. Quite a swan song to Mayburn, and another grand mark that he has left on the world of jazz. From Benny Moten with his Kansas City Orchestra back in the day, one of the most successful jazz bands of the Midwest during their roaring days. This is the song Lafayette, circa 1932, as we move along around here.
This is Dor Herskovitz, jazz drummer from Israel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Hey.
That was the Boston-based Israeli drummer Dor Herskovitz with the 2019 tune New Fashioned off his CD called Flying Elephants. So he is already a staple of the Boston jazz scene, and he's won acclaim. His melodic approach to playing the drums, combined with a vast knowledge of rhythm and a composer's vision, make him a great voice, not only on the drums, but in the world of jazz. From one of the most brilliant minds in jazz ever, this is pianist, arranger, and composer Mary Lou Williams doing an ode to the theme of her day, the rocks, circa 1938, as the jazz ceremony begins to dim the candles right here on Neon Jazz. Again, that was the jazz magic of pianist and the brilliant Mary Lou Williams with The Rocks. And finally, we start our final tune of the 617th episode with a story. In 1985, Miles Davis began recording an album called Rubber Band, which was set to be his first album for Warner Brothers. And that record was ultimately shelved. But finally, here in 2019, it was released. And here it is with the tune, Give It Up. It's apropos. Dig it. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat who has a secret album he's going to release way, way down the line. I may not even hear it. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.